Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wisconsin's Morning Trivia Contest, the WOLX Brain Strain, keeping you informed, enlightened, and this morning out of jail. Our Brain Strain question this morning, you could actually do jail time for trying to reuse or recycle this small, inexpensive item. What a question, and some great answers. And the winner, Classic Hits, 94.9 WOLX. Good morning.
Morning, Tim.
Good morning to you. We're feeling, are you feeling all right? Terry and I are checking on everybody this morning. Suddenly we're doctors.
Yeah, well, no.
Yeah, feeling pretty healthy.
Good to hear.
What do you think? You might just do jail time for trying to reuse or recycle this small, inexpensive item.
How about the little air pillows for shipping?
The little air pillows. They sound kind of comfortable right now. No, sir, not the air pillow, but a really good try on the brain strainer. We appreciate your efforts this morning. WOLX, hello.
Good morning to you.
You might do jail time if you try to reuse or recycle this small, inexpensive item.
Computer restore disc?
No. It's a little cheaper than one of those. Those are a little more expensive than
A good guess.
So thanks for phoning that one in. Do stay happy and healthy.
Please.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey there. What do you think? You could go to jail. We don't want you going to jail. Trying to reuse or recycle this small, inexpensive item.
Would it be a copper penny?
No, sir. That definitely would be small and inexpensive. That's not it, but a good guess.
Thank you.
All right, sir. On the brain strain this morning, you might do jail time for trying to reuse or recycle this rather small, inexpensive item.
Oh, when you said reuse, I was thinking it was a battery, a lithium battery. But when you said reuse, you can't reuse it. So that eliminated my guess.
Oh, it's still good to hear from you. Feeling all right?
Yeah, I'm actually fine.
Good.
Good to hear, Murphy. WOLX Brain Strain, hello.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Good, how are you?
Oh, confused.
you might just do jail time if you try to reuse or recycle this small, inexpensive item.
Oh, cigarette butts.
Cigarette butts.
Oh,
no,
ewy.
Well, when you said federal, I thought, how about a stamp?
That is exactly what we needed to win.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I just found this out, you guys. You can, like, do prison time if you try. And I've done this. So.
Well, I didn't get it. When you said federal time, I'm like, well, I called.
We're not supposed to reuse or recycle stamps once they've been canceled. So.
I remember when I was in art class in high school, we were to draw a stamp and send it.
No. Oh, really? Counterfeit. Yeah. Counterfeit
it was
stamps.
It was part of your assignment for the art teacher is to try and draw an image of a stamp and send it.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
Where did you go to school?
Wow. That had to be good.
It's a little south of, it's in the southern part of Dane County.
Okay.
We won't ask anymore.
Yeah. Don't get in trouble.
No.
Don't get in trouble.
Yeah. It's a federal offense. You can pay a big fine or go to jail for trying to. Wow. They don't mess around, do they?
No.
Well, guess what, though? You are also going to join us for the Nielsen Trust whenever this is rescheduled. We'll let you know, and it's fabulous. Rick Nielsen of Cheap Trick with his kids. It's an awesome show.
My brother actually went to school with Rick Nielsen.
Oh,
well, that's cool.
What a small world. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I hope you'll be willing to join us when it does happen. It'll be a lot of fun.
You've had. Counterfeit stamps and going to school with Rick Nielsen.
Well, my brother's quite a bit older.
Oh, your brother. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Hey, that's close enough. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Jeff, and I'm calling from, actually, I'm in Lake Mills right now, but I'm from Madison.